Morton Miller, chair of the independent panel that looks at the policing of protests and demonstrations. This is the first piece of work that you've done for the Commissioner and for Greater Manchester Police. Why did you choose to do it on the fracking operation?
Well, that was a particularly live operation at the time we were being commissioned to do the work on behalf of the Police and Crime Commissioner. There has obviously been a number of contentious demonstrations in Manchester over a number of years. The demonstrations during the political party conferences are frequent occurrence in Manchester. We've had a number of EDL demonstrations and a number of others. At the time we were being established, it just so happened the Barton Moss fracking protest was the one that was particularly live at that time and was contentious and complex. So it seemed the obvious choice to start with that one.
And in terms of the report itself, what are your key findings and what recommendations have you got for Greater Manchester Police?
The overall key recommendation is that engagement, whether it's in the pre-operational stage or during the operation itself, would help to resolve issues or possibly actually stop issues from arising in the first place. I mean, let's start with the pre-planning stage. We do feel that actually when something which is likely to generate protests is being authorised under regulatory frameworks, that actually it would be important for all partners to think about the implications of that, to try and predict those that are likely to be contentious and lead to protests, and to engage in a way that allows those protests to take place, because that's essential in a democracy, but in a way that doesn't disrupt other lawful activity. So engagement there is absolutely critical. During operations, our main recommendations are really around how do, in particular, the police who be charged with making sure these things are handled effectively and fairly actually engage with the people protesting themselves. And there are a number of ways in which they can do that. A key recommendation which we've made, which has arisen directly out of evidence given to us by one of the stakeholders in the review, was the appointment of a senior officer to liaise with protesters. Not somebody who's involved in the day-to-day operational policing, but somebody who can set a strategic framework for engagement that allows the identification and resolution of issues.
And how important do you think it is for the police, for other agencies, and indeed for protesters themselves, to listen to what's in this report and take the appropriate action?
I think it's absolutely critical, and I think what you've just said is really important, that it's actually a challenge to everybody involved in protest. We've made recommendations which apply not just to the police, although, of course, that was the focus of what we were doing. It's challenges to public sector agencies and to those engaged in protest themselves. Manchester has a proud history of peaceful protest and of social change arising out of that protest. That's a fundamental component of our understanding of democracy in this country, and Manchester has a proud place in that. We absolutely stand by protecting that right, allowing the expression of that right. The way in which that right is exercised, we all have responsibilities to ensure that it's done appropriately, properly, peacefully, in a way that doesn't conflict with the other rights of the population and so on. So there are challenges to the police to ensure that protests can happen, but to protect lawful activities of others. There are challenges to protesters themselves that when they exercise their right to protest, they are not generating conflict and compromising the rights of other peoples. And other agencies, be it in the commercial or the public sector, have to play their part as landowners or as regulatory authorities to ensure that this can happen, but happens in a way which is peaceful, effective, but nonetheless peaceful, to protect the rights of all.
Morton Miller, thank you very much.